Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
In the precious blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Good morning. What's your favorite road trip? The Pacific Coast Highway is one of America's best drives. The redwood forests and all those beautiful things and the ocean views. It's just a great trip. And then as is the forested Blue Ridge Parkway, even old Route 66 has its charms. In Germany, try Route 500 through the Black Forest. Travelers in England enjoy trekking through Cotswolds. There's a carefree feeling just to spend a day on the road, finding overnight accommodations, and continuing the excursion the next day. But you know something? There's no place like home. As Christians, we're journeying through this world. It isn't our home, and our citizenship is in another land. Through Christ, we hold a heavenly passport. When we become too attached to earthly possessions, it diminishes our sense of pilgrimage. When we become too distraught by earthly distresses, we lose the reality of being wayfaring strangers. As travelers, we're just passing through. It's a wonderful world full of sights to see and services to perform. God has a mission for us here, but there's no place like home. And that's my theme today. I want you to enjoy the journey with me as we think about heaven, a home, the home of the redeemed. We look forward to that day, and may the Lord help us as we're on the journey not to become too attached to the things of this world and yet to enjoy the beauty and all of the things that God has created. So stay with us as we enjoy these 30 minutes together this morning on Missionary Echoes.
There's a place of dazzling beauty no human eye has ever seen. With gates of pearl and streets paved with gold. It's a land of milk and honey. Oh, it's more than just a dream. It's a land of life beyond the crystal sea. It's a land of life where living is forever.
than just a passing shadow. Till we reach the land of living beyond the crystal sea. Heaven at the home above, heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven supernal, heaven eternal. Oh, I'm so glad that it's a longing to go. I want to go there. I mean to go there. I want to see what waits inside those jasper walls. I want to go there. I mean to go. For that final call. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on.
What a beautiful medley of songs about heaven from Sister Julie Cravens. Lord, we're grateful this morning for the realness of heaven. We can experience heaven in our soul because we know the Creator of heaven and earth. He has taken up residence within. He's saved us from sin. He's given us joy and hope and rest and confidence. We praise you this morning for the anticipation of the glories of that place that you have gone to prepare for all the saints of all ages. We pray that each of us will make our calling and election sure, so that there is no question when we leave this world but what we were walking in the light and we were fellowshipping with God and we left this testimony that we pleased God and that we were up to date in our experience with Him and that there was no desire for the world or to turn away from the things of God, but an eternal yes to your will and to your way, wherever you would lead, however you would guide our life. We are submitted to your wisdom, to your perfect will, your plan, and we desire, Lord, just to know you better and better each day and to take as many with us when it's our time to leave this world. We pray that each of us may be the witness that we should be, the example that we should be, and to be the help that we should be to another, to bring stability into other lives in the realm of the spiritual journey that each of us can have with God. We pray, Lord, that this time together this morning will be very profitable to each of our listeners, and most of all, that it would bring glory to you, and we'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Someday, life's journey for sure.
It will certainly be glorious to share that testimony when we get to heaven, that it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Calvary. It's all because of the empty tomb. It's all because Jesus has interceded for us, that he has been patient. He has been gracious. He has been faithful. He has been real to us. And we have all eternity to sing his praises. Well, we're rejoicing in that opportunity to worship him in this broadcast today, but we also are grateful for the opportunity to gather for Sunday school. Here in just a few minutes at 9:30 is the Sunday school hour at our church. It's the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in the city of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Many come and worship with us, and we invite you, if you're not already a part of our wonderful church family, that you will soon be, and you are so welcome to come and worship with us. We are trusting the Lord for his blessing throughout the day, the Sunday school hour, the morning worship service at 10:30, the evening worship service at 6 o'clock. And tonight, Reverend Joel Sickler will be speaking for us. I will be sharing in the service this morning, and we're believing God for his help through another Lord's Day today. Wednesday evening, our midweek prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock. And we are so grateful for the many who come out and support that opportunity and the many other things that happen on our campus, working with children and young people and couples and marriages and finances and counseling and whatever way that we might be able to be a blessing to others. We also have the Spanish ministry of our pastor, Reverend and Mrs. Philip Birch, who do a great job with that, and we're thankful for our precious Spanish congregation. If you speak Spanish and prefer worship in your language, that is your opportunity. Then we also, of course, have our English service opportunities as well. Well, we're really glad that you've joined us for this broadcast this morning. Do stay tuned as we enjoy some more good music and a message from God's Word concerning heaven, a home.
Out on the hills of glory, so happy and free at God's right hand, they tell of a place of marvelous grace on heaven's bright shore. Pilgrims on earth someday will go to live in that home forevermore, trusting in him who died for sin and rose from the
singing his praise through endless days on
That was the Mann sisters singing of Heaven's Bright Home. Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, speaking of Old Testament saints, says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country." The Revised Version changes that 14th verse to read, "For they that say such things make it manifest that they're seeking after a country of their own." Dean Alford, in his commentary, translates it this way, that they seek after a home. The English word country does not give the idea strong enough meaning. It is weak. The word is actually defined one's native country, one's fatherland, one's own country. Heaven is our home, my friend, our fatherland. Here we are foreigners, pilgrims, strangers. The heart of a stranger, the loneliness and longing of a stranger, the efforts and weariness of pilgrims should be ours. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That should be our feeling. Oh, friend, do not become too comfortable here. The heart sighing, the exiled yearnings should plainly declare to all that we are not at home, that we are not native to these skies, but heaven-born and seeking the heavenly country. May our demeanor clearly tell our offspring that this world is not our home. May our lifestyle validate that we are not living just for this life. We are living and preparing for the life to come. That which fascinates us, that which controls us, is the life to come. Heaven ought to draw us and cause us to be busy. Heaven ought to so fill our hearts and hands, our manner of life and our conversation, our character and our features, that all would see that we are foreigners here, strangers to this world, natives to a nobler environment, one that is much fairer than this one. Out of tune, out of harmony, out of sequence, we must be with this world. The very atmosphere of the world should be chilling to us. Because of sin, it is damaging to our health and can corrupt our morals. This world is no friend of grace. In other words, apart from the grace of God bestowed on us through Jesus Christ, this world has nothing to offer for our eternal good. All is vain and earthy. It is finite and temporary. In the light of heaven, the earth's sun is eclipsed, and its companionship is dull and tasteless. Since my eyes are fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside, the songwriter said. Heaven is our native land and home to us, and death to us is not the dying hour, but the birth hour. For those who die in the Lord, life has only begun. Heaven should spark desire and, like a magnet, draw us upward to the skies. I'm thinking of duty, that urgency of undeterred duty. Loyalty to God alone should hold us here. Our insatiable desire ought to be for good living before God and doing what might be to His glory. The Apostle Paul was brought into a challenge between desire and duty. Christ and heaven had his heart, but duty kept him in exile. "For to me is to live is Christ," he said, "and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I wot not, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful to you." There was his duty. "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." With Paul, it was as it ever should be. Duty retires desire and teaches us to wait till the glad hour of its fruition. A sense of duty inspires us to keep in check until the moment is right for it to be fulfilled, like a well-trained dog waiting for its command. Oh, what loyalty that is! Of those ancient believers spoken of in Hebrews 11, we discover that they all were pilgrims and strangers on the earth, with heavenly longing and heavenly seeking. How sad for the hearts that are settled here! They have come to the point where they are very satisfied with all that is earthy. Heaven to them is strange, an alien, a far-off land. But not so for these ancient believers. They had a reputation. They had a track record. It was known by all of their acquaintances that they, for all intents and purposes, had left the earthland and refused to go back to it. They had said goodbye, world, goodbye. They had transferred their home and their homeland to the better and heavenly country. God noted their loyalty. He heard their sighing. He noted their seeking. He was not ashamed of them, and he built for them a city. It is God built. That assures its location. That assures its glory. That assures its eternity. That assures its bliss. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. In writing to the Corinthians of the Christian attitude concerning heaven, the Apostle Paul says, "We're willing rather to be absent from the body and to be at home or be present with the Lord." Here we have one of the strongest, sweetest, and most attractive symbols of heaven. Whatever there is in that place we call home, sacred, dear, memorable, restful, delightful, full of holy feelings and immortal ties, all of these are established in a form that is 10,000 times stronger and sweeter than earth. At home in heaven, what a welcome! What satisfaction! What rest to tired feet and tired hearts! What a sense of security and confidence! Nowhere on earth's green, glad soil will the home feeling be so profound, so satisfying, so restful, and so delightful as is heaven. It is not only to be realized as home when we get there, but all along the way, the home feeling is to draw and bind us to that heavenly world. The homesickness for heaven is to alienate us from earth, make us sick at heart, and to suffer longings and yearnings for home. If you would think of heaven in such light, it would be a great principle to guard against a great peril. Great earthly attachments lessen heavenly attachments. The heart which indulges itself in the great earthly loves will have less love for heaven. God's great work, and often his most inflictive and chastening work, is to unfasten our hearts from earth and fasten them to heaven. To break up and strip the earthly home so that we may seek a home in heaven can be a painful journey. But something that will cause the glitz and glamour of this world to grow dim is a huge favor from God. May our eyes be fixed on Jesus. May our affections be set on things heavenly and eternal. A little girl spending her first night away from home stifled a sob. Her friend questioned, "What's wrong? Are you homesick?" "No," she cried, "I am here sick." And that is the way it will be when our treasures are laid up on the other side. That is why we hold loosely to the things of this world. They do not and cannot satisfy. Jesus sets us free to go home. Why? Because I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Hallelujah. Oh, what things we have to look forward to, dear friend. I trust that you feel like traveling on today because heaven is your home and you are determined to get there no matter the cost. Praise be to God. Thanks for joining us on Missionary Echoes today. I trust we'll see you in church. God bless you.